Today's message, we have Matthew chapter 28 with Pastor Joshua sharing our morning devotion. This is the beginning of the message. Good morning. We come to the last chapter of Book of Gospel of Matthew. So it's come to Matthew 28. Today the scripture is not long, but in this scripture there is a lot to share. So I share, and then I come into the devotion. In devotion, just like yesterday, it's difficult to analyze the scripture in details. That was not in a rational level. It's an encounter in spirit, to encounter with God in the spirit. By faith, it is the work of the Holy Spirit. So now we open our heart and we receive the word of God, and then we enter into devotion. This chapter I give the title is You Must See Me. Verse 10, you will see me. There they will see me. Jesus said in verse 10, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. We will see Jesus, certainly. It's not maybe, it's not we maybe see Jesus. No. Jesus said we will see him. When sharing this scripture, our emphasis is on the resurrection. Chapter 28 is the chapters of resurrection. 27, 28 is a trilogy. So Jesus prepared himself in 26, 27, he walked on the cross. If he's not willing to come to the cross, nobody can force him. So in verse 28, he determined to go to the cross. Actually, in chapter 16, he already prepared himself. Actually, the journey has been for 6 months from Caesarea Philippi to Golgotha. It's already 6 months. All the way to Jerusalem. At the end, riding on the donkey to enter Jerusalem and enter the temple. And then he leave and he come back. A lot has been go through. We know that. And then come to chapter 26. He says, my time is ready. 27. And he walked onto the cross. Is the king of the heaven died. Is the more cruel, gruesome way of death and being buried. The soldiers watching, guarding the tomb. And we come to chapter 28. You will see me. You will certainly see me. The presentation is very special for chapter 28. We can divide it into three paragraphs. Each paragraph is begin with the word but. Of course, it's not shown in the Chinese Union version. In verse 10, 1, 10, 16, there's but in the beginning. But after the Sabbath, I give the title first, the small title first. The King of Heaven risen from the dead. Jesus has risen. The kingdom, he was buried there. the soldiers watching. But after the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, entering the first day of the week, I said here is slightly different from the Chinese Union Version scripture. But I said in according to the original text, at dawn, entering the first day of the week is not the first day of the week at dawn. The emphasis is on the dawn. The Sabbath is about to be end. That day was almost over. Come to the very end. It's still dark. The sky is still dark before dawn. And the dawn start growth from the dark. Enter into the first day of the week. The first day of the week begin. How is begin? The darkness is almost over. The dawn is coming. Enter into the first day of the week. Brothers and sisters, the first day of the week is the same. The Lord's Day, and then the church don't use Sabbath, use the Lord's Day, is the first day of the week. In the New Kingdom, we use the first day of the week to worship. Do we praise the Sabbath? But the Sabbath come to the end. It was so dark. The skies is growing. Enter into the first day of the week. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly, there's a violent earthquake. In here, it said, Behold, there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. This record break our rationale. The earth was shaking. Why the earth was shaking? Because an angel of the Lord came down from the heaven. When the two Mary, they went to the tomb, behold, the earth was shaking. And the heavens opened, and the angel of the Lord came down. The angel of the Lord came down from heaven, out of the heaven. The original text is ek, from that place. In the Greek, is out up from that place, from heaven, came down. What he's doing? Is to describe the angels come down to roll back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning. And the guards were so afraid of him, and they shook and become like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid." Verse 5, here it is said, in verse 5 means answering, to response. What's happened? Shaking, the earth is shaking. This earthquake, angels came down and rolled back the stone. And what is the response of the woman? Screaming, right? Must be very afraid. What happened? Why you moved the tomb? Why? You cannot do it. That is our Lord's resting place. Don't do it. You cannot do it. I'm guessing the response of the two Marys are like that. It's not that they see their angels came down and they say, oh, hooray, that's good. Wow, that's angel. Like we see the rainbows and then we're so excited and we take photos. No, not like that. Actually, here's the angel response. In the content, you can tell the women are really afraid. They panic. This is our response in natural man, and it's worth for our meditation. Why you see the heavens open and earth shaking? And you see the angels, it was like lightning. And he came down and rolled back the stone off the tomb. And it appears in their very own eyes. In front of the... I'm dreaming. What? They were really afraid. Actually, they don't believe. They don't believe Jesus come back to life. Their rationale still staying on that Jesus was dead. So the tomb cannot be touched. He's dead and he's dead. Everything's come to the end. Even Jesus tell a couple of times he'll be risen. People don't believe. To Mary don't believe. That to Mary that love Jesus most, they don't believe. Why they don't believe? Because they still live in the old way of thinking. It's difficult to change someone. Even I cannot change myself. It's difficult. I have to get out from my old way of thinking from the past. Actually, everyone are old men. The ones, the mind being hurt, the disbelief is so great. To accept the new things, to accept the truth, is difficult. That new me is difficult. So the women are afraid, and angel tell them, and answer them. Do not be afraid. The original text here, there's a word for. For I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. And the angels roll back the stone and tell them. Those Mary will say, no, don't move it. You should not do that. And the angel said, don't worry. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. I roll back the stone to let you see he's not here. Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus. He's not here. He has risen. I know you're looking for him. He's not in here. He has risen. Just as he said. He's already risen. He is risen. He is risen. We translate it as just as he said. The context is weakened. He is risen as he said. He's already been risen. Just as he said. Come and see. The place where he lay, And Maria go to see it. Really? Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead. He is risen from the dead. He is already risen from the dead. The angel keeps telling and telling, he has risen from the dead. He has risen. He is risen. He is risen from the dead. As he said, amen. Then the women come back to their sense. And angels keep saying, look, he's not here. He's not in the tomb. Behold, where he is. And tell them where Jesus is. And he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Before Jesus was crucified, he already said he will went to Galilee. He will go to Galilee. He already risen, and he go to Galilee. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. This is the angel told them it for the very first time. There you will see him. So this is my title. You will see him. You will see me. That's what Jesus said. And the angel said, you will see him. He's not here any longer. He's not here any longer. He's now in Galilee. You will see him there. Tell the disciples. So the women hurry away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Verse 8. In here, we have a lot of meditation. We can have a lot of meditations on this verse. The women, I assume, they have some flowers. So they will want to go to the tomb to pay a visit to Jesus' tomb. They love Jesus so much. On the first day of the week, it's about dawn. When they set out, it was dark, and they walked to that place, to the burial place. And they want to watch this tomb to visit the Lord. But they don't believe Jesus will be resurrected. And they go there and for memorial for Jesus. This is the natural man. It is sad. And suddenly they see the sky, the heavens like this. The heavens opened, and angels came down and rolled back the stone. And the angels told them not to be afraid. And they tell the angels not to do that. Don't do that. Even the angels appear cannot change their minds, cannot change their thinking. You see, the man's mind is difficult to change. The angels appear, the heavens open, the earth shaken, cannot change a person's mind. Cannot change the way he think. You see, our way of thinking is hard to change. It's difficult. We are always so low. We cannot change ourselves. Example, like a lot of husbands, before married and after married, they still have the same old habits. Before I get married, when I take a bath, I always take a towel with me. as a habit, I clean myself with that only towel, that one, only one towel. Then I take a bucket and enter into a public bathroom, and then I wash my body. And then after I get married, I still do the same thing. And Simo said, don't do that. You wash your face with one towel, and you mop up your body with other. If you use a shower, you don't need to rub yourself with a towel. You use the soap and wash your body, and then rinse your body. You're not using a towel to rub your body, to scrub your body. No. There's a dry towel, and then you use it to dry up your body. Oh, after I get married, I have to change my habit. Okay, then I change. It's easy it's difficult to change your living habit. Even the angels appears before you, it's difficult. But angels told them to not be afraid, and they change. And they start to change. And they become a person that have the message of resurrection. In the beginning, they don't believe in resurrection. And they become a messenger. And they tell the disciples, Jesus is already risen. And they go in front of you to Galilee. And you go there. And to Fanny, maybe she said, maybe by chance you will see Jesus. If I can see it, if I cannot see it, there's no big deal. Well, he's already dead. But no, you will see. You must see him. You will. It's not by chance. You will see him. You'll certainly see him. There's a message. It's not easy. But brothers and sisters, all of us carry a message of resurrection. You will certainly see me. This time, I read Matthew chapter 28. This focus is keep appearing before me. We will certainly see Jesus. Angel said that. Jesus said that the same. When the women left, suddenly Jesus met them. It should be this way. The women, they're about to leave. The angel said that. Let's just hurry to go to see the disciple. And they hurry. And they watching the ground and they keep running and running. And Basil come up to demonstrate. You just demonstrate, just like me. I was like Jesus. And then we met him. Met, this word. He ran into Jesus. This means opposite, this anti in Greek. This means encounter. It's like you ran into somebody. And Jesus in front of them. And the women just ran into Jesus. Greetings. As he said, they came to him, clapped his feet, and worshiped him. The Lord's really appeared. And Jesus said, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. And here I have two meditations. The first one is, Jesus really loves these two disciples, these two Mary. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. Jesus see their hearts, their love to him. Jesus don't need to appear to them. In here, Jesus blocked the way. Jesus loves them. Jesus knows that they miss him. And Jesus appeared to them. In the hurry, Jesus blocked them. Second, he strengthened the faith. You go and tell this message of resurrection. This is such a great message, and this message is unbelievable. It's amazing. So Jesus gave them strength. After Jesus resurrected, before he went up to the heaven, but appeared to them first, and met with them. When we preach the gospel, the message of resurrection, we have to change first. But we're still weak. Jesus remember us. Jesus appeared to us and given us strength. And he knows our hearts to him. We read chapter 11 to 15. The old kingdom. Covered, concealed the message of resurrection. They don't want people to know Jesus is risen. This is a battle. This is a spiritual battle. Jesus risen from the dead. But the old kingdom don't want people to see it this way. Verse 11, while the women were on the way, behold, this is the same way. Behold, some of the guards went into the city. While the women leaving the tomb to go to tell the disciples, of course, on the way they met Jesus. But when this thing happened, the soldiers, the guards, they enter into the city of Jerusalem and tell the chief priests. So the chief priests and they give money to the guards and say that is their disciples steal the body, and the guards, they took the money and just said, as the chief priest said, in this way they oppose the message, the truth of resurrection, and try to conceal the truth of resurrection, and said the body was stolen, try to negate this, the truth. Actually, it's a fact. The guards watching, but they give the guards a bribe and said the disciples steal the body. Is it possible the disciples did that? Impossible. Because in verse 28, in other gospel, tell us, the disciples, they don't believe. They don't believe Jesus will be resurrected. Even the two Mary, they come, they don't believe Jesus will be risen. Paragraph 3, disciple the nation and see that the Lord is with us. Seeing 2020, we need to see that the Lord is with us. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. Verse 16. These 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. when they saw him, they worshiped Jesus. But somebody doubt. It's a plural. Some doubt. Among the 11, some of the disciples, they doubt. They have different view. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on the earth has been given to me." These 11 come to Galilee, to the mountain that Jesus appointed. From far, far away, they saw Jesus. They come to a mountain and they saw Jesus. And what's the scene is? They see Jesus and they kneel down and worship him. All the 11 kneel and worship him. But some, they think, well, is that true? They still worshiping. They kneel down and worship, but in their heart, they still don't believe. They doubt, is it really true? Is it Jesus really resurrected? There's still some people still not believe. They still doubt. Is that true? It's not like that. They see Jesus just like that two women, that two Mary. Embrace his feet. Actually, they from far away, they already kneel down. But they doubt in their mind. Is it a ghost? Is it an illusion? Is it an illusion? Wow, that's scary. Is that true? Some people, they doubt. Is he truly believe? Is it or ghost or illusion? They are not to approach. It wasn't like the two Mary, they embrace his feet. So what Jesus did? Jesus come to them. Jesus came to them and said, "All authorities in heaven and on earth has been given to me." All authorities in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. Especially I put the emphasis on heaven and on earth. In our mind, we think Jesus is the Son of God. He has authority over the heaven, but he don't have authority on the earth. In the spiritual realm, Jesus has authority. In the natural realm, seems like he has no authority. But Jesus says, the all authorities in heaven and on the earth has been given to him. We don't have the praising dance today. All the authorities in heaven and on the earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. The disciples of nations. I already have authorities over the earth. The authorities in heaven and on earth has been given to me because Jesus is risen. He went to the hell and is taking the keys of Hades. Hades cannot obstruct the kingdom of God. Now he has authorities over the hell. All authority has been given to him. So now we can go and disciple the nations. Jesus has authority. We can rise up and lead the peoples to God. We can go, we can teach them, we can baptize them in the name of Father and the Son and of Holy Spirit. Jesus already received all the authorities on heaven and on the earth. Now he order us. Now he command us. Go and disciples the nation. When We make disciples of all nations. We baptize and teach them. And we go. And one more thing. Behold. Jesus said, behold. Surely I'm with you always. I'm with you all the days. Every day. To the very end of the age. Until the day that I come back. Every day, I'm with you. But you have, behold, amen. We do have a royalty. I share a little bit. A little example. This Tuesday, we saw a rainbow, right? I tell you this little secret. That double rainbow is so beautiful. That day when we have a co-workers meeting, our committee meeting, we Simo pray to God. God, let us see the rainbow in the morning. And we see this rain and clouds coming back and forth. And there's no rainbow. And we say, well, that's okay. Then let's go home. When we go home and on the beach, and suddenly there's a rainy storm. And then we go somewhere to hide from the rain. We have only an umbrella. And I said, and it's okay, we're just only a minute walk to go home. I'm reciting this Chinese lyric from an ancient poet. Don't listen to the rains hitting on the leaves. Just go along and sing a song. It's okay. I just enjoy myself and just let the rain fall on me. And then I walk along the way. When I come to the door, and the rainbow comes out. And you saw the feet of the rainbow. And I take some pictures. And suddenly the rainbow disappeared. And I said, wait, let's wait. And then suddenly, all the rainbows come in front of me. From like the third pillar, it's about 20 minutes, and it all comes out the bottom of the rainbows coming all the way, it appears all the way. Where's the other end? It's the place that we wait to get cover from the rain. It's 2 feet of the rainbow. It's so obvious. You can see the whole rainbow, the double rainbow. I never seen this in my life. I had never seen this in my life. God is so real. I never seen such a beautiful rainbow. And next day, the Hong Kong News report about it. And we take pictures under this rainbow. We are so thankful. We know God's present. God listened to prayer. God is real. Hong Kongers, they see this rainbow because of us. Because we pray. And God let us see. And all the pictures, all the news, only us, we are under the rainbow. And also my dog, Favor, is there. The favor under the rainbow. Praise God. God is so good. And this story, I will share this story with you in the following God. And let's give praise to God. Brother, sister, behold, you will see, you certainly see me. We will certainly see Jesus. Even if we are weak, we are like Mary, we cannot help ourselves. The angels told us, but we're still not okay. We're still not in good shape. But Jesus will meet with us. He will take hold of you. He will strengthen you. In these days, Jesus gives strength in me, not because I'm good, but I'm weak. So Jesus keep encounter me again and again and again. I give glory to God. Behold, you will certainly see me. Amen.